Bitcoin touch $64,000 as traders anticipate new all-time high before the halving. That's right. Also, Bitcoin price hits new all-time highs in 14 countries. And quoting Ed Snowden, prediction, a national government will be revealed this year to have been buying Bitcoin, the modern replacement of monetary gold, without having disclosed that fact publicly. Let's go. And quoting Adam Back, 100,000 by the halving day. People starting to believe. You damn straight. We'll also be discussing FTX founder SBF asked for a 6.5-year jail sentence, tells the prison guards to invest in Solana. We'll also be discussing 9 Bitcoin ETFs break all-time high volume record with $2.4 billion in trading turnover. In fact, quoting James Seyfarth, the Bitcoin ETFs are absolutely demolishing their prior trading volume record from day one. We're at 6.28 billion, and there's still 90 minutes left of trading. Let's freaking go. We're also going to be discussing breaking news. Peruvian Stock Exchange announces Bitcoin spot ETF listings, Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Also, Peter Brandt raises his Bitcoin price target to $200,000 for the current bull market cycle. We'll also be discussing the latest prediction from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, who was recently on the Alex Jones show and shared the switch from gold to Bitcoin ETFs proved that gold is being demonetized by Bitcoin in real time. This sets up a legitimate target for Bitcoin to eclipse gold's market cap with an implied price target for Bitcoin of $780,000 per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, family, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode 1564. I'm your host, JV. A historic day in the Bitcoin market. It's February 28th, 2024. Bitcoin tapped roughly $64,000, and we captured hitting 60 during our live pump watch, which is always lit. And checking out Coin360 right now. We still got Bitcoin up 6% on the day, hovering above 60,500. Ether is still in the green, trading just under 3,300, while XRP, Cardano, and some of the alts are starting to pull back. And checking out coinmarketcap.com. Earlier, I saw it touch 2.26. Right now, we're at 2.23 trillion with 163 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Means volume is up 45%. Bitcoin dominance on a tear as well at 53.6%. With the Ether dominance back on the decline at 17.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Arweave up 44%, Jasmine up 30%, and Aptos up 23%. Below that, we have FET, Doge, Pepe, which is up 165% on the week, Toncoin, Ordi, Conflux, and WorldCoin. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on for this bull run, family? Let JV know in the comments right down below. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily. Some very respectable gainers in the alts, including AR and Pepe, FET and Jasmine, Doge and Apt. And zoom in out on the monthly to get a broader perspective. Virtually, it's alt season on the monthly. We got some of these alts up over 200%, including WorldCoin and Jasmine, Pepe 183%, AR 174%, Ajax 157%, Flare 116%, Theta 92%. Just overall, pretty impressive gainers. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, the highest we have been in now 2 years. We're rated an 82 in extreme greed. We eclipsed 79, which was the prior high for the past couple of years. And last week was a 78, and last month, a 55, which is greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown clock, all eyes on the Bitcoin halving. We only have 50 more days, family, until the most epic event that occurs only every 4 years in the crypto sphere. And based upon this, it means by April 19th, we may have that halving. Halving means the rewards of the miners get chopped in half. And when you have massive demand and limited supply, you know what happens to the Bitcoin price. We pump it up. Don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up. Hell yeah. Pump the likes to pump the stream, but let's continue and discuss the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, aka astrology for men. Check out the charts where the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us next. As you can see here, Bitcoin price rallied in excess of 10% to a new 2024 high at 64,000 February 28th. The bulk of this month's 50% price move is being attributed to investors' anticipation of the upcoming supply halving event, which is typically followed by strong upside price action. The steady inflows to the recently launched spot ETFs are also thought to be playing a critical role in the Bitcoin price action. Quoting Eric Balchunas, geez, only halfway through trading day and new 9 Bitcoin ETFs already broken their all-time high daily trading record with 2.6 billion. We got 4 Bitcoin ETFs in the top 20. iBit is number 4 overall, and it's going to trade more today than it is in its first 2 weeks combined. This is officially a craze. That's right. This is crazy, fam. Some TA have warned that Bitcoin's market structure and high funding rates across the market are a sign of heavy leverage use and will eventually lead to a liquidation-driven correction, as Askel shares here. I read many $2,000 forecasts. Just to note, here we are now, close to resistance area between 65 and 68. 3 years ago, I drew attention to that resistance. I again draw your attention to the horizontal resistance. So he basically is ultimately showing that the options analysts are disregarding calls that the price move is overextended, expressed in their view that the current Bitcoin price rally has legs. And quoting Chris Newhouse, from my perspective, the recent rally has aspects of a derivative-driven move combined with an undertone of spot demand off the back of the record ETF inflows. Breaking through the 53,000 region showed relative strength. Volumes were high, natural demand was there, and momentum traders have started to pile in to the trade. And quoting another analyst, none ya business, he shared, Bitcoin monthly RSI, which is the relative strength index, is at a plus 70. And he also shared the chart was produced by Travis Kling's request. The number of days from the cross above 70 to the cycle peak is an average of around a year. Money expect the peak in quarter four of 2025, because that's what history shows us. What if it comes earlier in quarter one of 2025? Left translated cycle will help from the ETFs. What are your thoughts on that? And with 64, the local short-term top, shortly after reaching 64, the Bitcoin price flash crashed to 58.7, likely the result of a sell wall at this level and a clearing out of the late levered longs. However, at this time, Bitcoin had recovered modestly and is now back above roughly $61,000 range. Bitcoin is currently less than 13% away from its all-time high. Price discovery mode. Let's go. And many retail and institutional investors expect the record 68.9 level to be overtaken before the supply halving, which is scheduled to occur in roughly 51 more days. Let's freaking go. Shout out to Casey Gates for gifting a MicroStrategy membership of the channel. A little bonus headline I want to read for you. Bitcoin price hits new all-time highs in 14 countries. That's right, man. I mean, here are some of those countries. We have Japan, Argentina, Laos, Congo, Ghana, Turkey, Burundi, Sudan, Lebanon, Malawi, Egypt, Pakistan, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria. You already know, man, Bitcoin is on a tear right now. And quoting Edward Snowden, prediction, a national government will be revealed this year to have been buying Bitcoin, the modern replacement for monetary gold, without having disclosed that fact publicly. Now, which government do you think he is referring to? Let me know, family. Do you think that could potentially be the U.S. government, Canadian government? Will it be another Latin American country? I'd love to know your thoughts, family. Now, another prediction coming from Crypto T, a government will print $500 billion and buy more Bitcoin. Also here, family, quoting Adam Back, $100,000 Bitcoin by halving day, 51 days out, fam. People starting to believe. The bears, the levered, shorts, wrecked, scared off, profit, take, limit orders, moved upwards, or just deleted to wait and see. OTC deaths out of coins, daily $500 million/10,000 Bitcoin ETF buy walls. This can gap upwards fast. 51 days to go. Send it. And quoting Nayib Bukele, but quick shout out to GK for the super. Do you recommend buying Bitcoin RN, and when do you predict it will explode? What does the RN stand for? I'm not familiar with that term. Do I recommend buying Bitcoin right now? Absolutely. It's pre-halving, family. Post-halving, I'm anticipating 100,000 Bitcoin price. So absolutely keep stacking them stats. Shout out Earl Harris. We appreciate you gifting a membership of the channel as well. Congratulations, Jose. You have been blessed and hooked up. But anyways, Nayib Bukele recently tweeted, when Bitcoin's market price was low, they wrote literally thousands of articles about our supposed losses. Now that Bitcoin's market price is way up, if we were to sell, we would make a profit of over 40%. And our main source of Bitcoin is now our citizenship. membership program. We won't sell. Of course, at the end, one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. This was true when the market was low, and it's true now. But it is very telling that the authors of those hit pieces, the analysts, the experts, the journalists, are totally silent now. Remember this. Next time they spill lies again about El Salvador, preach. And shout out to Nayib Bukele and the beautiful people of El Salvador. All right, now let's discuss the latest with Sam Bankman-Fried. He's suggesting he should serve 6.5-year sentence and tells the prison guards to invest in Solana. Now, we all knew he's always been an enemy of Bitcoin. If he wasn't, he'd be telling people just buy Bitcoin, but he's still shilling Solana in prison. Interesting, right? Anyways, the legal counsel for former FTX CEO Bankman-Fried filed a memo in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York requesting the judge issue a prison sentence of between 5.25 and 6.5 years. SBF is facing a maximum of 110 years in prison after a jury found him guilty of multiple accounts of fraud and money laundering in November of last year. SBF was indicted on 2 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of wire fraud conspiracy, 1 count of securities fraud, 1 count of commodities fraud conspiracy, and 1 count of money laundering conspiracy. Judge Kaplan, who is overseeing this case, is scheduled to announce sentencing on March 28th, which is ironically 1 month from today's date. While the federal prosecutors are expected to submit their sentencing recommendations on March 15th, the pre-sentence investigation report has recommended a 100-year sentence for the former FTX CEO. So my question for y'all, how long do you think that prison sentence will be? And do you think there is a chance that he gets pardoned by Sleepy Joe Biden, considering he is still the president and he was the SBF was the second largest donor to the Democratic Party supporting him? I think number one was Soros. Correct me if I'm wrong, fam. FTX lawyers argued that the PSR proposed 100-year sentence is barbaric, as SBF is a first-time offender with no past criminal records who was joined in the conduct by at least 4 other culpable individuals. In a matter where victims are poised to recover, we're always poised to recover 100 cents on the dollar. The filing weighed on harm to customers, lenders, and investors, which is zero, as the FTX bankruptcy estate is expected to fully repay customers, so they say. The legal counsel also cited numerous letters submitted by friends and family strongly supporting a lenient sentence. SBF has been locked up at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Where's Brooklyn at? Since summer 2023, several stories from his jail time have surfaced over the months, from trading mackerel, holy mackerel, for a haircut to being extorted for protection. Now another tale from his prison stay has surfaced as New York Times reports that SBF is offering trading and investment advice and asking prison guards to invest in Solana, a crypto token which has a long history, which we know as one of the Sam coins. Interesting. This is going back to January 9th of 2021. Someone wrote, "You just agree with me as it's overvalued," referring to Solana. He responded, "I'll buy as much Sol as you have right now at $3. Sell me all you want, then go F off." What a gangster this Bankman-Fried is. FTX was once one of the largest crypto exchanges, valued at $32 billion in the beginning of 2022, before collapsing in November. Later that year, SBF was found guilty of mismanagement of $8 billion worth of customer funds and multiple other accounts of fraud. So there you have it, family. Let me know your predictions. How long in prison do you think he'll likely serve? Do you think he'll get pardoned? Holla at your boy. Let's discuss these Bitcoin ETF inflows, which are killing the market. Shout out, Philip. Thank you for subbing to the number one daily Bitcoin pod. Headline reads, 9 Bitcoin ETFs break the all-time high volume record with $2.4 billion in trading turnover, according to the Bloomberg analysts. That's right. Balchunas notes the ETFs registered $2.4 billion in volume. That was on Monday, topping their first big day and doubling their recent daily average. BlackRock's iBit accounted for $1.3 billion of that total, breaking its personal volume record by roughly 30%, according to the Bloomberg analyst. You can see right here, charts don't lie. Balchunas's numbers don't count. Grayscale spot Bitcoin ETF rather than create an entirely new product. The crypto-focused asset management giant converted its existing flagship product, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, better known as GBTC, into an ETF fund listed on the exchange NYSE Arca. The Bloomberg analyst total also doesn't include the Hashdex Bitcoin Futures ETF, which was approved by the US SEC with the other 10 ETFs back in January. While the product was initially reported as a spot Bitcoin ETF, Hashdex later clarified that it is a futures product and does not currently hold spot Bitcoin ETF or Bitcoin in their portfolio, explain here. At a later date, the fund will change its name and change its investment strategy to permit spot Bitcoin in its portfolio. These changes will be affected by a registration statement that is currently under review with the US SEC. Now for an update right here by James Seyfarth from about an hour ago. The Bitcoin ETFs are absolutely demolishing their prior trading volume record from day one. We're at 6.28 billion and there is still 90 minutes left of trading. Look at it going ham right now. In my opinion, this is what's causing the price to pump the way we're pumping. It's massive demand and very limited supply, and that very limited supply is about to get cut in half again in 50 days. He also mentioned anyone with terminal access can look at this chart, which is right here. Now, I also want to point out from Pompliano, this is the single most important ratio in global finance right now. If it continues for the foreseeable future, the world will change and there will be no going back. And this was yesterday. You can see Bitcoin's purchase by the ETFs, 10,050. New Bitcoin produced by the miners, only 900. That's a factor of roughly 11x the daily supply slash issuance. And again, that's about to get cut in half yet again, because we have a Bitcoin halving right around the corner. Someone wrote, dude, you were just on a podcast talking about diminishing returns. And then Pomp responded, both things can be true. So what's your thoughts on that? What do you think is likely to happen with the volume from the ETFs? But anyways, keep the comments coming and we greatly appreciate it. But let's dive into our next story of the day. We still got a lot to cover. We discussed the latest with the Bitcoin ETFs. Well, guess what? We're going to have an ETF coming out of Peru, and that's a spot ETF. Bitcoin game theory, let's freaking go. The Lima Stock Exchange, one of the largest Peruvian stock exchanges in the country, is giving entry to the spot Bitcoin ETF on its platform. According to a press release issued by the exchange, iShares, which is iBit, VanEck, and Bitcoin Trust, and Invesco Galaxy will be made available for Peruvian investors on the platform. Peru, let's go. They declared that the instruments listed on the platform were backed by global asset management companies like BlackRock, VanEck, and Invesco. And in addition, they remarked that 11 of the Bitcoin ETF products approved last January in the U.S. manage over $40 billion worth of assets. Shout out to Ra. Appreciate your support. However, even when promoting the listing of these investment products, they alerted about the possible price swings of the underlying asset. Here's what they stated. It is important to note that people who invest in Bitcoin ETFs must be aware of the risks in their investment. As in other ETFs, this makes available links to the respective prospectuses and documents in compliance with existing regulations. Now, Julio Cesar, head of BVL, explained that these investment instruments are generating an unprecedented change to our financial ecosystem and the mentality of market participants. In addition, stress that the spot ETFs aim to solve the transparency problem in the crypto markets, attracting investors who were previously reluctant to enter the crypto market. So while Bitcoin is still an unregulated asset in Peru, a crypto law draft was presented December of 2021, nonetheless, with current president of the Central Bank of Peru, Julio Velarde, has declared that cryptocurrency was a highly volatile financial asset that affected climate change. Oh no, anyone believe in that FUD? Holy moly. But anyways, family, you get that? Pun intended, incredible. Now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, suggesting Bitcoin is trending towards $780,000 per coin and it's going to surpass the market cap of gold. That's right. The high priest was recently interviewed on the Alex Jones Show just yesterday. Here's some of the highlights. I'm going to start with the tweet right here. The switch from gold to Bitcoin. ETFs prove that gold is being demonetized by Bitcoin in real time. This sets up a legitimate target for Bitcoin to eclipse gold's market cap with an implied price target for Bitcoin of $780,000 per coin. Send it and let's get it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest. And let me know if you got to see this interview with Max and Alex. Be sure to retweet it as well. I greatly appreciate your support there. So yeah, Max is calling for a God candle. In fact, he's actually really referring to an Omega candle because he's referring to $100,000 in a single day on the daily chart. So that's right. The chairman of Volcano Energy, which is the advisor to El Salvador's president, Bukele, Max Keiser, fueled the Bitcoin speculation with a tweet hinting that the current Bitcoin rally might be a warm-up for the God candle that will climax at 100,000. Climax? Yes, please. Here's what he wrote on X, and he shared a picture of Bukele. God candle incoming. Are we witnessing the start of 100,000? God candle. What are your thoughts, fam? Now, just to put some things into perspective, Again, a God candle is actually just 10,000 on a daily chart. And we actually hit a God candle, but it took 2 days. So theoretically, it's not exactly a God candle. It'd be a demi God candle, but just saying. Anyways, Kaiser, who dubs himself the high priest of BTC, has been an ardent Bitcoin advocate and one of the key figures preaching and pushing for Bitcoin adoption in El Salvador and globally. In fact, he was also an early Bitcoin adopter who bought his first Bitcoin in 2011 at only a dollar, which explains why he has a massive audience that counts on his predictions. How many millionaires, Bitcoin millionaires that is, were minted as a result of the Kaiser Report? That's why you got to show Max and Stacy some serious love. They were the first one to give Bitcoin international TV coverage via the Kaiser Report back in 2011. So historic. They said this is the story of the century. Bitcoin is the new rich list. And they were right. However, he has had a history of overzealous and inflated Bitcoin predictions, driven by his belief in Bitcoin's potential to transform finance and the sentiment he holds towards crypto. Kaiser already gone past the 100,000 target as far back as 2020 when he told Alex Jones that he was raising his official target for the first time in 8 years to $400,000 per coin. Interestingly, while Kaiser made his analysis based on prevailing U.S. economic situations, Bitcoin has yet to even cross 70,000 this year in 2024. Meanwhile, Kaiser is not the only one who have issued a 100,000 prediction for Bitcoin following the recent rally. Market researcher, the Bitcoin Layer, also revealed that they view the current bull run to be in its beginning stages. And according to the analysis, a shallow path to increase could amount to the 100,000 price over the next few years, while a more aggressive path could see it happening towards the end of this year. That's right. And as I mentioned earlier, we have Adam Back, the creator of Hashcash, predicting $100,000 by the halving. Now, considering the halving is now roughly 50 days away, what are your thoughts on that? Six-figure milestone for the King Crypto BTC in the next 50 days. Let me know your thoughts, family, in the live chat. And just last week, we had billionaire investor, rich dad, Robert Kiyosaki, who predicted Bitcoin to 100,000 by June 2024. And although Kiyosaki's predictions didn't come with a background on the dynamics that could result in 100,000 target, there is a big probability the halving, which will occur in less than 50 days, will be a big contributor. You could say that again. Now, Kiyosaki's 100,000 by June prediction could be an overstatement, but you need to listen to Samson Mao, who says Bitcoin can hit $1 million within days to weeks after the approval of the ETF. Clearly, we got the approval January 10th officially by the SEC. Then they launched the next day, which is also unprecedented. Typically, there's like a 30 to 60 day gap from the time of getting the approval and launching. But what was interesting, within 24 hours, they launched the ETF product. And he refers to the Omega candle quite often, as we also cover here in the show, which would mean $100,000 candle on the daily time frame. And 10 Omega candles would take us to $1 million within the next few weeks. The Omega candle is 100,000 green candle on the daily, says Samson Mao. And it usually happens after the God candle, which is $10,000. He also predicts days of the least 10 Omega candles of at least happening, which will send Bitcoin to $1 million before April's halving. So what are your thoughts on that? The prediction from Max Kaiser, a $780,000 Bitcoin price in play, eclipsing the market cap of gold. What are your thoughts on Adam Back predicting 100,000 per Bitcoin within the next 100 days? What's your thoughts on Samson Mao predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price, 10 Omega candles back to back to back to back, just like that, sending us to seven figures? Let me know your thoughts, family, in the live chat. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.